Shavuot Shnat Tov Reish Lamed Zayin. In these editions of the Sfasemes, it starts on page 302. On the left side, I underline the beginning of the paragraph. The paragraph begins with the pasuk from Parshas Veschanan, Panim bepanim diber Hashem imachem. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, you should appreciate what you experienced, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for you, speaking with you, as it were, face to face. Panim bepanim diber Hashem imachem. Now, at first glance, we look at that pasuk and we say we have to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, presented in a way that we could feel His presence. So we really had nevuah of Hashem. And Moshe describes it of such a strong nature that it was like seeing and experiencing face to face.
Why did you say Panim
this morning as opposed to Panim? So I don't know why it says Panim this morning. But maybe that's possibly there's an answer contained in what the Sfasemes is about to say. We would look at this and say that this is all about how much we have to appreciate Hashem because of how He presented to us. But the Sfasemes says that it's much more than that. And it's almost obvious that it's more than that because there are two sides to that. A human being could experience Mamad Har Sinai, that people somehow were able to be there and able to experience and see what they saw, hear what we heard. That means there are two parts to this. Let's see it inside. But he raises proof that there are two parts and that it's doubly to be appreciated for two reasons on the Medrash Sikta. Yesh Shaharav Malamed. There are times when you have a Rebbe who wants to teach. V'hatalmid Eina writes, the student's not so interested, not nearly as much as the Rebbe wants to teach does the Talmud want to or have the ability to learn. Then there are times where a Talmud writes a, v'harav eina writes a. Sometimes there's a Talmud who wants, maybe he wants a particular kind of shiur or a particular kind of content, and the Rebbe has something else in mind entirely. B'ram, however, halcha, shneihem writes. The Pesukta is telling us that the Pesuk, panim b'fanim, is telling us we have to appreciate both sides. The side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting to be giving us, speaking to us, imparting to us, and appreciate that we were made able to receive. So he explains, Perish, Shemilvad Mashen Nosan Lonu Hashem Yisbarach HaTorah, besides giving us the Torah, so we have to appreciate the Torah He gave us. Nosan Gam Kein Koyach V'Hachono B'Nafshres B'nei Yisrael. He gave us the ability and crafted something in our nefesh, in our lives, what kind of humans we are, because we know that the nefesh of a Yehudi, the neshama of a Yid, is different from that of any other human being. And that is a reality. That is as real as steel, as iron, as copper, as water, as oxygen. That we are different. We are neshamais, crafted in a different way, from a different level of spiritual truth and existence, and that therefore Torah is shaped, and we are shaped, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same. Kutubrichu Yisov Ayraisa Kadhu means that there's a fit, and all of it comes together into one. But that's only for Am Yisrael. So this is what the Medrash means. Va'al shtei elu habechinos mevarchin. It's because of those two aspects. We have the Torah, and we are able to have it. We were shaped with human aspect, with souls that are able to, and that relate to Torah, where Torah is us and we are Torah. It has a part of us integrally, that it becomes a part of us and what we are. And what we are all supposed to be, and what we are purposed for. That's our purpose. And we have to say thank you to Hashem for them both, and we do. And now he says, that's the pshat in the bracha. Shenatan lanu Torah Amen. He gave us the Torah. But how did he prepare us? It's fascinating. V'chaye olam notah v'sechenu. Meaning that he like you plant in the soil. What do you do to plant? And you can't just drop a seed. You have to soften up the soil first. You have to aerate the soil. You have to prepare it. You may have to put in some kind of fertilizer. You have to make it ready to receive the planting. That's what we are. We are like the finest planting and cultivating that you have to do in order to bring up something that it should have a tzmicha that succeeds. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did when he created and then brought the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, of all of us, into this world. That is the hachana that the Pesuk is talking about. That's panim el panim, and we have to appreciate both that he's giving and that he made us receivers and capable of receiving. It's not just that we were chosen to receive. He made us in such fashion as we can receive. So, we have to appreciate because Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. But it could be that we have to appreciate that he prepared us and made it possible for us to actually relate to and have a relationship to and absorb and become one with the Torah. Because the Torah, we know that, we all know that, it's not knowledge, it's not factual knowledge or thoughts or ideas or a way of life even. It's a reflection of creation, of Hashem Yisbarach, of His will and design and desire for the world and for us. So that nosan lano was a Torah. V'chaye oylam, not habistoichem, hu hachanach b'nei Yisrael k'nizkil et. V'al zeh mishabchin, and that of course is the praise, which we said Pesach night, al shekervanu lefnei har Sinai, levad nesina satera. Right, we say, ilu kervanu lefnei har Sinai, v'loy nosan lano es hatera, dayeh. Because that kervanu lefnei har Sinai was a process that shaped us. And that, beginning with this day, Rosh Chodesh, tonight is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Beginning with Rosh Chodesh, we started to evolve. Moshe goes up, and Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, and the process starts. The process of making us fertile soil to receive Torah, this hakana that he is mentioning. And you should know that's the reason why there's a special tefillah of the Shalom. The Avodas Yisrael, the Koshnitz, said that every year, beginning Rosh Chodesh Sivan, something changes. And we should be aware of it. That is, that just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us then to Har Sinai, and we began to become capable of receiving Torah, something was changing about us. That happens every year, beginning tonight, beginning Rosh Chodesh Sivan. There's a certain energy that's accessible. If we understand that we are able to now take advantage of this time and take advantage of the energy of this time and what the possibilities are going to be, Mir Tzachem, Wednesday, for Kabbalah Satayra, if we are capable of it, which we are, then we should make those hachanos. And this is a very, very meaningful way of recognizing that there's a hachana, recognizing that there are changes that were made so that Jewish people should be Jewish people, should be a Torah people, and that it began on Rosh Chodesh Sivan in a very special way. I just want to mention, there's a beautiful, beautiful idea in this Sfas Emes, Shnas Tov Resh Lamed Hey, it's not on the photocopy, where the Sfas Emes there says this idea of having preparedness and being made ready to receive Torah. Moshe was very instrumental. Moshe Rabbeinu says, in Pashat Veschanan, Anochi I made ben Hashem uveinechem. I was the intercessor. I was between, and not only physically. Of course, we were physically up on Har Sinai. We were down. Hashem is in Shemayim. But it means that Torah comes through its Torah's Moshe. Torah is going to Moshe. Moshe keeps Yaakov. Moshe as the one who was the Kabbal Torah. Moshe was Kibbal Torah in Sinai. Is the intermediary process, but it's not just a step. It means that he had a relationship with us, and it remains to be so to this day, that through Moshe, and through the power of Moshe, and the advent of Moshe, we receive Torah now as well. Says the Sfas Emes. Note that the Pasuk says, Anochi Omeid Bein Hashem Uvein Echem, which is Lashon Hoveh. What should it have said? Anochi Omaditi, but it doesn't say that. Anochi Omeid Bein Hashem Uvein Echem. And the Sfas Emes says, because, just like the Gemara says, Moshe exists in every generation. It doesn't only mean that there's a Rebbe in every generation. It means that what Moshe Rabbeinu did, so that through a teacher, we are able to come to the true, powerful, true Torah that Rebbe teaches. Moshe Rabbeinu started that, And it's a continuation to this very day, that there is a concept of a true Rebbe, a true teacher, and the truth of that teacher is the Torah, and comes from that Rebbe to the Talmud. This is a kayach that began with, and is still, Moshe Rabbeinu, and we have to thank Moshe Rabbeinu and the idea of a Moshe Rabbeinu for that. That still happens when the Rebbe teaches the Talmud. Anochi Omei Lashon Hoda. So all of this is part of how we think about preparation and how important, you know, these hachanos and how important preparation is as we approach Matan Torah. I want to mention, you know, I read once that the great Rav Yonis and Ibishitz, the great going Rav Yonis and Ibishitz once said, and he wrote prolifically in the Kreis Replacy and of course in his drushes, and you have a beautiful commentary ala Torah from Rav Yonis and Ibishitz. And he says that I noticed, he says about himself, and most days when he said Avos Olam, Av Rabba, Avtonu, Echemu, Gedolim, V'seiru, Chalmatlin, Avinu, Malkin, Bavu, Shum, Chagorl, V'klamdenu, Chut, Chayim, L'Asayis, V'tzayim, Chut, Kain, Tuchar, Neim, Yuslam, Medeinu, Teach us the Torah, Av, Yivu, Av, Rachman, Rachman, and the same thing, when the Bidu, L'Hotman, Haskel, Shum, Alum, Mayu, Dudu, L'Am, Medish, Mav, L'Asayis, and he would break out into tears, he would cry, with love and desire for the Torah that Hashem should give him. And you know what he said? He said a fascinating thing. Later that day, if he didn't cry, if he wasn't that moved, he noticed that the Torah that he was mechadish that day was not like the other days. Those days when he had that the most powerful sense of what the Torah is and what it must mean to him and what he wishes for in Torah, meaning that he was getting all prepared for Torah, he says that those were the days when the Torah was, in his estimation, the most powerful and the most meaningful. And days when he said it, but he didn't have all of that sense that brought him to tears, his Torah wasn't the same. So that's just an example of what it means, chana, preparing oneself. So that's every day. It's an obvious that says every day, but we are, at least before Matan Torah, at least before Zman Matan Torah, the same. We have to make these preparations and realize what a gift it is that Hashem is not only giving us Torah, but creating us, giving us the ability to shape ourselves and to shape our way of thinking and feeling who and what we are, that He gave us neshamos to receive Torah, where Torah fits to every aspect of life. And that's what he's about to say. V'chayei olam. Now he's going to explain why it says chayei olam. And we mentioned this briefly last week also, that in B'chayei we ask, but in the Satik Yishmashim B'itam, since when do we have Tzchar Mitzvah B'Hai Alma? Tzchar Mitzvah B'Hai Alma Lekha. And the Satsang says, it's not Tzchar Mitzvah. It's when Am Yisrael is doing what it's supposed to do, then Torah and the blueprint for the world functions the way it's supposed to function. It's not a reward, it's just the natural order as HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He created Torah, and from that Torah, He created a world. The Torah to be lived, expressed, manifest in the entire universe in a particular way. And when Am Yisrael is doing the Torah, the world does what it's supposed to do, and is, and functions as it's supposed to function. Let's see it here inside. Three lines from the bottom. Four lines from the bottom. He says, V'zeh inyan shtei halachim. First of all, before we get to Chayil, says a beautiful idea. He says, Shtei Alechem, why two? Shtei Alechem on Shavuos is specifically two, because there are two levels of Hiskarvus and two aspects of coming close to Hashem that have to be recognized and appreciated. The Torah itself and the person being made ready by Hashem shapes our neshama, shaped by Hashem to be a neshama of Torah. Chayil nota, he called Chiyus Habriya Hu Batera. The very life of anything and everything that exists is through the fact that Torah is Hashem's Ratzon, and reflective of that Ratzon are the constructs, the physical, natural constructs of the world. And when the Aseres HaDibros were given to us, Nimsar Livnei Yisrael Kol Hanhaga Habriya. So when people say, you know, it depends on what Jewish people do. So we might think about that as something, yeah, well, you know, if the world is deserving because the Am Yisrael is doing mitzvahs and learning Torah, so good things happen in the world. That's true, but it's far more detailed than that. It's rather amazing that everything that happens in the world is happening because it's reflective of what Am Yisrael is hopefully doing and accomplishing. So that processes, all the natural processes, everything in nature, literally everything globally, is happening because Am Yisrael's Torah is being learned and being observed. That's the centrality of Torah. That's the idea of Hashem was mistakel b'oraisa, that the Zohar says, Hashem looks into the Torah, ubora alma, and then the world is created, the world is the blueprint. It means that in order for a Torah, as Hashem's reflection of His will, as Hashem's desire, as what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, in order for it to manifest in a material, physically created world, it has to come down into, and through various iterations and changes, comes down into particular mitzvot to be done with things by people, by human beings. When the people do those mitzvot, everything is actualized. Everything now is plugged in. Imagine if you have electricity coming from a major power plant and to transformers, all the way to neighborhoods and individual homes. Now, there's absolutely no connection, and all of that electricity is completely irrelevant until somebody plugs in something, an appliance, and turns it on. When it happens that it's turned on, the electricity is flowing, and the alternating current is back through into the home, and that person's little device, all the way back to the transformers and the plower pans and the power plant, all the way back to the original source. Nothing, darkness, no, and no connection, and no influence, not positive, not negative, unless you plug it in. You plug it in, and then everything is connected, and everything is alive. Those are the mitzvahs that we do. We do mitzvahs with whatever we do, whoever we are, with the tefillin, with the straps, with the candles that we light, the neros, with the wine with which we make kiddush, with all of the produce of the land, and we're making the mitzvahs of Leos Ba'arim, and all of the forces of nature, all of them are hopping and are alive, so to speak, with the energy of the fact that these are mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that this is all reflective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we're doing those bits. Otherwise, it's a meaningless plant, it's a meaningless piece of wax, and it's the juice of a grape, with nothing special about it, meaning, who needs it? Who needs it? What's its purpose? Then that grape ceases to be, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so there won't be grapes, we don't need them. Everything's purpose ultimately is so that there should be the holiness of Torah alive in all things. That's the Chaye Oilam Notav Bislech. The life of literally the whole world and all creatures, even of the things that are not even alive. Domen, what's it for? What's it here for? It's here because it's part of the Ratzon HaBoreh, us to live with and do and see and interact with. And then it says it's fascinating. And it was said in different ways even before the Sasanas. The Sefer Rokeach. Sefer Rokeach says a very, very holy idea about Shtei Halachim. He says that Shtei Halachim was Matir Chadosh, the new grain and flour for use in the Beit HaMikdash, because he, in his words, Shenish Chadesh Oz Ha'olam. It's like the whole world is this Kadesh when Torah is given. Because famously, the Medrash says, it says, why the Hayyidiyah? Because everything is totally who I made. If Klal Yisrael will be Mekabel Torah on the Shishi, on the 6th of Sivan, then the world has a key. Otherwise, it'll just cease to be. Says the Kerokeak, that means that the whole world had a new lease on life on the 6th of Sivan. It was in this Kadesh Ha'olam. The whole world. This Kadesh Ha'olam. Through Torah. So here, looking inside, on the top of the page, what's a bikurim from the word bechor? What's a bechor? A firstborn. So it's called yom habikurim, of course, because that's when farmers, people who are bringing new crops, can begin the process of bringing bikurim. The earliest time when you can bring bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash is Shavuos. But after the bringing of the Shtei Halachim. Dafka after the bringing of the Shtei Halachim. But why is it called bikurim? And why is the idea of the Bechor is so important. Ki al yidei zeh ha-tikun. Shenaseh oz. By the tikun of Am Yisrael accepting the Torah, now the world is fixed. It's rendered usable. It's alive. It's plugged in. It's using our mushel. It's plugged in. Oz. Shenitzkin kol ha-bria. Bechor ha-Torah mitzvah. Now the Bria makes sense. Now it's going to work. Because there's Torah and mitzvahs, Shinas and Hashem Yisbarach. Ramach mitzvahs, I say, Shsa, mitzvahs lois, I say, Ta'at, Chai Yisrael, Shehu Eitzis v'tikunim, B'prat, Al Kol Davar. That's how the world is supposed to be. This you don't do, this you do, how you do it. The whole world's purpose is now energized. The world is plugged in. V'adidei zen nitkin kol ha'olam, Ha'kol toli ba'odam. It's all depending on us. It's all us. Shehu, Kolel Kol Habriya. Adam is Kolel Kol Habriya, meaning that Adam as conceived is actually also part of this blueprint. That everything in the world stems from the fact that Adam, in Hakadosh Baruch Hu's idea of Adam, original man, before man was actually created, the idea of man is not only a reflection of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but then he is also the blueprint for a world where there are things that man will plug in and then energize. Everything becomes alive. The beautiful, simple mashal was said by the Chernobyl long before the Sfas Emes in the Sefer Meir Sinayim. He said, imagine you have some very, very complicated, beautiful, well-functioning machine. In those days, you know what they had? A watch. We don't appreciate how, like, to us, a big deal, a watch, you know. But, you know, you're talking about the end of the last half of the 18th century, timepiece, that's how we used to call it, a timepiece. Because it was something very special, and people who knew how to make them and fix them were called watchmakers, and it was a real profession, and it was a big deal. And he uses that as a mushroom, and he says, imagine that the world is like this fine timepiece created by the watchmaker. And then with time or abuse, it needs to be fixed. Who can fix it? Who can fix that watch? You're going to give, oh, I got a plug. Oh, a plumber, no, of course. No, I'm going to bring it to an engineer. What kind of engineer? Oh, a guy who builds bridges. You're not going to know what to do with a watch. You bring it back to somebody who knows exactly what all the tumblers and all the pieces and all the springs and everything, and he can fix it. Guess what? The Torah is the blueprint and the creator of the world, and by the time you get to the Zman Matan Torah Senu, there's a lot that needed to. So the Torah is then given through Am Yisrael back into the world. The Torah is the watchmaker. And the world is the beautiful, correctly working timepiece. And that's what Klal Yisrael is. Klal Yisrael is that which keeps this timepiece going so that the world and all of its purpose can function the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His holiness wants His holiness reflected in all things as they function in this world. We're going to skip now to the end of this piece because the middle section is of a slightly different content. If you look about 10 lines from the bottom on this side, 11 lines from the bottom, and then we'll conclude. V'zeh v'chai olam not v'sechenu. That's the meaning of v'chai olam not v'sechenu. Shekol hachiyus sheba olam. The very life force of everything in the world. So it can continue and should continue to exist meaningfully. Talui b'nafshes b'nei Yisrael b'kayach ha-Torah. It's all dependent on Am Yisrael living, doing Torah, learning, doing Torah. V'lochen nikri yom ha-bikurim. Because the Bechor is the firstborn. Everything begins with us again on Shavuos. Shenischadesh ha'olam al yideha. The world is renewed. Then, in the year 2448, it's renewed now again. 5, 7, 8, 4. 6 days from now. K'moshe kosov b'tuvoi mechadesh b'cholim tamid ma'asav reishis. And the Pshischa, the Buddha Mepshischa said, b'tuvoi, we think it means b'tuvoi, with Hashem's goodness, he's machadish every day in the world and it continues to exist. What's Toiv? Toiv is Torah. B'tuvoi du ha-Torah. Shal yedei ha-Torah yesh ischachus ba'olam. So the prat ba'is ha-nisinas ha-Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Torah, and it's the time of giving of Torah like it will be in a few days, nischadish v'nitzkin chol ha-Briah. It's renewed and fixed all of the Briah. That's why it's called Yom HaBikurim. That new beginning that we are all available for and that we're all ready for, and we're going to make that new beginning happen in Yitzhak Hashem in a few days, beginning with the preparation of the Hachana that we're preparing for it now, beginning by Yom HaZeh, Bo'um Midbar Sinai, tonight on Rosh Chodesh. Thank you for Shabbos. Thank you for Yom Tov also.